The goal is to truly have client's ear, even if they're hired the contractor first. This is more challenging to navigate in a lot of instances, but if you are showing you are the expert in the room, especially on that initial consultation, and know what you are doing, you gain this trust, and it's really important. And it does not mean the contractor is not doing their job, but it means that they're not going to interfere in yours.
Welcome to the Damn Good Designer Podcast. Join host Cheryl and Liz, the visionary and integrator balancing all the moving parts of a full-service interior design firm. Get ready for a wild ride as they challenge the norms, challenge the industry, and challenge you with damn good truths about what success looks like today. Now your hosts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Damn Good Designer Podcast. I don't know about y'all, but we are really popping over here. Lots of leads coming in. And while they're not all great for us, we have had some really terrific new projects line up at the beginning of the year. Like, I'm really super excited about it. Not so excited that Liz is going to have a baby soon and leave me to handle all this for a period of time. But I am excited about the projects and the type of projects that we've got right now are really hitting our stride and all that. But I will say that it prompted the talk today because all these new projects really involve contractors. Well, of course, the new build involves contractors, duh, but in a different way that we're going to talk about today. Okay. So these really involve contractors, remodeling and all that sort of thing. And so that's what we're going to hit on. And our history has proven that this is a great fit for us, this type of thing. We thrive on being relied on in this way. You know, we really do. And yes, it does sometimes bring about a little more work or aggravation or that sort of thing, but it really just is where we have been able to excel.
Overall, though, the relationship certainly has required some mm-hmm. training and some kind of back and forth, figuring out, you know, what it is that both parties need to be able to do to work together to make it beneficial. And we have been very fortunate that that was definitely an understanding on both of our parts because we wanted to make it work. It felt like it was a good fit otherwise. So I think that, you know, that's always something to kind of consider. It's, you know, I think of our contractor sometimes uncle or a brother, or like one of those people who it's like you can be honest with when you need to be honest with and you appreciate for all their good qualities, but that sometimes you just want to like shake them and be like, you know, come on, get it together.
Yeah.
And, yeah. You know, that really, I think, has been a good, you know, a good relationship for us to have because it has made it so much easier for us to be able to toggle through some of these projects that really need a core support. They need to have someone who we know can deliver, really. When it boils down to
right.
it.
And also that can work with us and how we work because we are very involved. And I think that he knows now, and it wasn't always like this, but I think he knows now in terms of staying in his lane that he's not going to be offering ideas on design, right? I mean, he's not going to be doing that. He's not going to be getting into things that are not, he's not supposed to do on the plan. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with us, and we hope to see you back next time. Please join us in Small Business Think Big if you are not there already, and check out damngooddesigner.com for any more information about everything that we do and all the other podcasts and all that sort of thing.
Until next time, stay bold, stay inspired, and keep embracing your bag girl spirit. If you've enjoyed today's show, head over to join the community at damngooddesigner.com to continue the conversation and sign up for our newsletter.